Welcome to Community Issues, a program designed to help you stay informed about matters affecting your community. This program is a production of this family radio station. Now here's your host for today's edition of Community Issues.
Hello and welcome to Community Issues. My name is Gary Johnson. I'll be your host today. And my guest is Mike Wolf, a forester and a partner with Appalachian Forest Consultants in Stoystown, Pennsylvania. Mike, I want to thank you. This is not the first time that you've been here, but you always bring a lot of information to the program, and you have a nice style of educating us and keeping us up to date and current on outdoor initiatives that are happening in Pennsylvania. Again, thank you for making your time available and being with us today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Mike, we're going to talk a lot today about deer management within the state of Pennsylvania. But before we do that, you have quite a list of credentials behind you in outdoor areas, especially in the forest areas. Give us a little bit of background on your training or what got you into a desire to be in forest work and how that's impacting you now.
My dad was a graduate of forest science at Penn State in 1969, and he didn't stay into a forestry-focused career, but he did continue on with the interests of forest management, hunting, fishing, and other outdoor interests, and I was kind of raised in that. And when it came time to pick what I was going to do as a career sometime in the midst of high school, it was just an easy fit for me to say, I want to work outside, I want to work in the woods, and I want to follow in the footsteps of my dad and go into forestry. Right after graduation, I got hired by what was at that time the largest forest products company in the world, which was International Paper Company. And I managed somewhere around 50,000 acres in the Adirondacks in northern New York for that company for a couple years, and got my feet wet in silviculture, which is the art and science of managing forest lands. From there, I moved back to what I call home, central southwestern Pennsylvania, and worked for a sawmill for 5 years. I was buying land, buying timber, and managing their timberlands. After those 5 years, I took a job with Penn State University as a forestry educator and covered 9 counties in southwestern Pennsylvania. As basically an extension of the university, I worked out of the Ebensburg Penn State Extension office and held informal educational seminars and conferences for forest landowners to help them better manage and have a better idea of what forest stewardship was and how to manage their lands better, how to go through timber harvests in a better way. Did that for 6 years, and then I got into the private industry, became a partner with Appalachian Forest Consultants, which is a 40-year-plus business here in the Laurel Highlands. Now our clients are private landowners, whether it be a municipality or just a family forest, and we help them meet their long-term forestry objectives, managing their forest asset like an investment broker would manage different types of assets.
Mike, this career that's taken you outside almost your whole working career, it's kind of a natural that you would be much interested in the wildlife of the forest as well. You are a hunter, and you also have a keen interest in deer management and preservation. Another hat that you wear is you are the vice president of the Laurel Highlands Quality Deer Management Association, usually goes by the acronym of QDMA. So I want to spend some time today with you talking about deer management, the deer herds that we see in Pennsylvania. You and I talked before the program, and I'm going to take this question a little bit out of sequence. There seems to be some controversy today, depending on who you ask, and that evolves around a very simple question. Are there too many deer in the state of Pennsylvania? And you have some answers to that that I think are very provocative and interesting. What do some people think about that question? Are there too many deer in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, that's a real loaded question today in Pennsylvania, depending on who you're asking. If you ask the majority of hunters, sportsmen, who spend a couple weeks out of the year in the woods, maybe not studying the woods necessarily, but recreationally pursuing game, a lot of those hunters would say, boy, there's just not enough deer. I can remember when I was younger, and believe me, I can relate to this. When I was younger, I would see sometimes 70 or 80 deer in one day on the first day of what we called buck season back then. The hunters can remember back to a time when they just saw so many deer during a day or during a season, and that's a lot of fun. If you're spending your day in the woods and you're hunting, it's great to see a pile of animals, whether it be turkey, deer, squirrel, coyotes, fox, it doesn't matter, bear. It's just an exciting thing to watch and to see and be a part of. But that comes with a price, especially when you have too many of something that have the potential to damage habitat. And if you ask the majority of, say, foresters, people who are responsible for managing woodlands, regrowing woodlands, helping forest landowners meet their objectives, a lot of those foresters would say, in many places in Pennsylvania, we still have too many deer for the amount of habitat that we have. Or we can say that the deer are over-browsing some of their habitat. It's called the carrying capacity of the land. How many of a certain species of animal are able to live in a certain area of land totally depends on the health of the habitat or the carrying capacity, how many animals the habitat can carry. And it has to do with food and cover and water and shelter and many other things that go into this idea of carrying capacity. In a lot of places, still in Pennsylvania, places where I work, in Somerset County, in Cambria County, Westmoreland County, Fayette County, Bedford County, we just can't regrow our forests under the amount of pressure that is still being sustained by a large deer population. So what the landowner is forced to do in many cases is outlay a lot of money, here comes the cost, at the expense of sometimes $2 or more per linear foot. They need to build fences around areas where they're trying to regrow forests so that the seed that drops year after year after year from these trees that we have, so that those seeds can germinate and become viable and someday turn into trees and not get eaten year after year to the point where they become little stunted shrubs or crooked twigs or, in a lot of cases, even death. Many of the species that we have here, the hardwood species, will die as a result of browsing or over-browsing like that. So the idea of, well, let's just have a whole bunch of deer in the woods so that we can make the hunters happy, it comes at a great cost, and our forest health is jeopardized, and there's a great cost of regrowing forests, primarily because of possibly a situation where for a long, long time here in Pennsylvania, we made a great mistake in having too many deer for too long.
As a person who does not hunt, I'm not a forester by trade. I spend a lot of time in the woods. I enjoy the forest. The closest association I probably have with deer is when I drive down Route 219 and I see a lot of them killed along the roadway, or I have friends who have had run-ins with deer, literally. And I think my impression is that we have an ample deer population. So is that another group that really doesn't know, doesn't care, and are just kind of curious about this issue?
You mean the non-hunter, non-forester, just general population? Probably their main interaction with a deer herd would be on the highways. And in a lot of cases, it's a negative interaction. But I think on a positive side, most people driving down the road, if they're gawkers like me, as I'm driving, I'm looking off to the sides and back to the woods line across a field, and I'm looking for deer or turkey or the occasional bear or, you know, anything, a fox that might be visible from the highway. And I think a lot of people enjoy seeing the deer. So there's a positive interaction that people have with them also. But where I think the disconnect is, they're not out recreating like a hunter, and they're not out trying to regrow forests like a forester. So So they're more of a superficial enjoyment or a superficial, maybe a negative impact with a car accident or something like that. But they typically don't relate a large deer herd or a small deer herd with the health of the forest, which definitely overlays all people in Pennsylvania. It's not specific to affecting foresters or affecting landowners or just affecting loggers or just affecting hunters. The health of our forest, we rely on it as a people, as all citizens rely on it for many major things such as water protection. Forests provide filters for our water systems, keeps our water clean. Forests clean our air by using carbon dioxide and providing oxygen for us to breathe. Forests provide a home for countless plants and animals that we all enjoy, whether we're hunters or not. I know a lot of people that don't hunt at all, but they really enjoy hiking or they really enjoy bird watching. Whether we like it or not, they make up a very large part of our economy here in the state, and they're a major source of employment for Pennsylvania workers. Worldwide, forests are very important in providing many of the products that we use and enjoy and the quality of life that we have. When I worked for Penn State Extension, I used to do a school program year after year after year in many of the elementary and middle schools in the area. And it involved helping the students realize the quality of life that we enjoy because of forests. Take out the oxygen and the clean water that we all rely on and get into the desk, the pencils. Mirrors contain a cellulose-type fiber that can keep them from shattering rather than if they fall and break, and windshields also, rather than falling and breaking and shattering or a windshield shattering. The breakage is contained because of a cellulose product that is derived from forests. Many medicines are derived from parts of trees. Cologne, photographic film, cereal, chewing gum.
Mike, these issues that you bring up, would this be consistent in all of Western Pennsylvania? I mean, we talk from Erie clear down to the Maryland border. Is this something that encompasses the majority of the state or definitely Western Pennsylvania?
The whole state. There's no doubt about that all of Western Pennsylvania, Central Pennsylvania, Eastern Pennsylvania is affected by these issues. Now, one thing that has altered the landscape somewhat in the last 9 or 10 years, with the Game Commission changing the way that they manage deer. The Game Commission was originated 100 years ago for the purpose of increasing game animals. So, of course, deer were on the list. Their major goal for the vast majority of the last 100 years has been more deer for the purpose of hunting. 9 or 10 years ago, the program was altered because of basically that finally it dawned on the managers that what they were doing in promoting deer herds for the purpose of hunting was having a great destructive process in the forest and forest health situation. So in the last 9 or 10 years, things have changed. They've been trying to decrease the deer population. So now we look at the landscape and we can see a place over here in a certain county, in a certain section of a county, that maybe the deer herd's way down, and then a couple miles away or a county away, boy, the deer herd's still really high. So it's a patchwork of different deer population levels now compared to what it was 10 years ago. But in Erie County or Cambria County or even over in Lancaster County, there are places within each county that have still these great difficulties in trying to take a weakened or even a damaged habitat and getting it back into a healthy state.
Mike, we're out of time today. I'm wondering if you'd come back and be with us next week when we can continue talking about the deer management, deer populations within the state of Pennsylvania.
Absolutely.
I want to thank you again, Mike, and I want to thank all of you who have been with us today. You have been listening to Community Issues. My name is Gary Johnson. My guest today is Mike Wolfe, a forester and also a partner with Appalachian Forest Consultants in Storystown.
This has been Community Issues, a program designed to help you stay informed about matters affecting your community. The views expressed on this program are those of the participants and not necessarily those of Family Stations Incorporated. Thanks for listening today, and join us next week at this same time for another edition of Community Issues.